Robin Olds wasn't just a fighter pilot. He embodied the archetype that every military aviator aspires to become. Born in 1922 to Army Air Corps Captain Robert Olds, Robin's earliest memories were filled with the sounds of military aircraft and the presence of aviation pioneers who gathered in his childhood home. By age 5, he could identify planes by engine sound alone, a skill his father cultivated by having him close his eyes to name passing aircraft. This early education laid the foundation for a legendary career that would span 2 wars and make him America's most celebrated fighter ace. When his father died in April 1943, he left Robin with words that would guide his entire career. "I never once went up in the air without learning something new." This philosophy, that every flight offered a lesson, became the cornerstone of Olds' approach to aerial combat and leadership. His first solo flight brought what he described as total exuberance, surrender, and mastery all at once, a feeling that would sustain him through the darkest moments of war. D-Day gave Olds a ringside seat to history as he flew cover for landing forces. Below spread what he called the vast panoply of war, naval gunfire flashing, landing craft crowded with men, and smoke marking burning ships. He watched men wade through gunfire, some sinking under their gear's weight, blood staining the water. We experienced it as a silent film, our engines drowning out all external sound, he wrote. His first aerial victory came August 14, 1944, during a pre-dawn mission when he spotted and pursued 2 FW-190s, hitting the Winran, who crashed in a huge explosion. By war's end, he had become a double ace at just 22 with 16 confirmed victories. Combat transformed these young men, developing what Olds called a profound appreciation for life known only to combat veterans. He noted that laughter became as profound as sadness, friendships deepened, and every moment felt exactly right, with time's edges tinged by light. Colonel Hubert Hubbs' arrival as the 479th's new commander transformed Olds. Zemke, a legendary triple ace, brought combat experience and tactical innovations. Under his mentorship, Olds absorbed crucial leadership principles: master the mission, connect personally with all personnel, make daily visits to all sections, ask probing questions, identify supply shortages, ensure officers know their people's needs, never mislead troops, and accept ultimate responsibility as commander. These principles guided Olds throughout his 30-year career, including his transition to jets with the P-80 Shooting Star at March Field. Despite initial resistance from established pilots who viewed him as an upstart, Olds quickly mastered the jet, which he described as absolutely beautiful. Polished aluminum, smooth lines, with impressive performance and handling characteristics. The P-80's top speed of 558 miles per hour marked a dramatic leap from his combat P-51 Mustang. By 1966, Olds was frustrated with his Pentagon assignment and Vietnam's restrictive rules of engagement. When offered command of the 8th Tactical Fighter Wing at Uban Royal Thai Air Force Base, he seized the opportunity, telling his pilots, "I'll be flying as your wingman for a couple of weeks. You are going to teach me, but you'd better teach me good and fast, because soon I'm going to be better than all of you." He immediately instituted post-mission debriefings where he'd openly admit his own mistakes first, creating an environment where everyone could learn. His greatest innovation came in response to increasing MiG activity. With intelligence officer J.B. Stone, Olds developed Operation Bolo, a plan to lure MiGs into combat by having F-4s mimic F-105 strike packages using their call signs, routes, and timing patterns. On January 2, 1967, the trap worked perfectly. MiGs emerged from clouds, and in the ensuing battle, Olds Wolfpack downed 7 MiG-21s, devastating North Vietnam's small fleet. Olds personally scored 4 MiG kills in Vietnam, deliberately avoiding a 5th when he learned headquarters planned to exploit his ace status by sending him home for parades. Tell them to go screw themselves. I just won't get number 5, he told a personnel officer. During his Vietnam tour, Olds grew his famous handlebar mustache, a silent protest against headquarters' restrictive policies. This facial hair, though against regulations, became a powerful symbol of defiance that resonated throughout the 8th Tactical Fighter Wing. His men grew their own mustaches in solidarity, and the unit became known as Robin's Bastards, with the mustache as their unofficial emblem of warrior spirit. When Olds returned to America in September 1967, the Air Force Chief of Staff immediately ordered him to shave before meeting President Johnson, symbolizing the tension between combat leadership and Pentagon bureaucracy that had long frustrated Olds. In the Oval Office, Olds demonstrated his characteristic directness, proposing a comprehensive strategy to win the war. Mine Haiphong Harbor, destroy supply lines from China, and launch decisive strikes against Hanoi's military infrastructure. President Johnson showed genuine interest, engaging Olds in detailed discussion. Robin Olds' life embodied a philosophy beyond mere flying skill. He believed fighter pilots were defined by attitude, cockiness, aggressiveness, self-confidence, with streaks of rebelliousness and fierce competitiveness. These qualities were balanced by discipline, teamwork, and unwavering dedication to mission success. The bond between pilot and machine transcends mere operation, he explained. You strap the machine to your butt and become one with it. Hydraulic fluid becomes your blood, titanium your bones, instruments extensions of your senses. This intimate connection allowed him to detect subtle changes in engine pitch or airframe vibration, often identifying mechanical issues before instruments could. Throughout his career, Olds battled bureaucracy that prioritized statistics over combat effectiveness. He challenged tactically unsound rules like requiring fighters to fly predictable patterns that made them vulnerable to enemy fire, while advocating for improved pilot training programs and tactical formations that would save lives. In his final days battling congestive heart failure in spring 2007, Olds dreamed of flying, landing through white fog to find his departed comrades in an old hangar. Olds' flight, checking in, he would announce. His father sat at the piano. Hello, Robbie. Welcome home. Robin would reply proudly. Hello, Dad. I was a fighter pilot. His father would assure him. Yes, son, you still are. Through retirement, Olds gave speeches, carved wood, skied, and watched his granddaughter grow up. In his final address to his wolf pack, he distilled his philosophy. Be soldiers, be warriors, be men. You're learning about yourself. It's teamwork that does it. It's friendship that cements it together. It is dedication that accomplishes the mission. For Robin Olds, being a fighter pilot was his identity. His legacy endures in the spirit he embodied, balancing fierce individualism with selfless teamwork, technical mastery with creative improvisation, and disciplined professionalism with rebellious innovation. In an era of remote technology and detached decision-making, Olds exemplifies the irreplaceable value of personal courage, direct leadership, and a warrior spirit that prioritizes mission while preserving the joy of flight.